Katie is a 16-year-old multi-award winning ballerina extraordinaire. Yes, Katie van Aswagen. Am I saying it right, Katie?
Yes, you are.
Yes, she has been dancing since she was 4 years old and she spends over 20 hours a week training. She has won multiple titles and prizes at local and international competitions, honey. Katie has been accepted at 3 prestigious summer ballet schools in the US as well as Europe, where she'll train with world-class professionals. But we need to get her there. So we're excited to have her in studio. We're going to find out more about her. She's put so much work into her dancing. And we want to see you on that international stage. Welcome, Katie. How are you?
Hey, Carol. Thank you for having me. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Oh, that is so fantastic. So I believe you're homeschooled because you're actually making time for all the dancing.
Yes, I am.
And how has that been? Has mom been a good teacher?
Actually, mom doesn't teach me. Okay. I have a platform that I work with.
Okay.
Right now I'm doing Teneo.
Okay.
Online school.
Right.
And that's really been a help for me, especially balancing dancing and school. So it's really nice.
So what got you into dancing? I mean, I'm looking at my 5-year-old and I'm like, what are your passions, child? How did mom see it for that you were just this bubbling ballerina?
Well, she took me to my first class when I was 4. Mm-hmm. And then ever since then, I obviously just kept on going to the classes and then the love just kept on building up. So that's when I knew that dance was my thing.
Yeah. And then at 6, you joined Breakthrough Dance Academy.
Yes, I did. They've been my home studio for a while now, and I love it there.
Okay. So you've broken some records. You've won some international and local awards. And now's the next step. And everyone listening wants to know what's happening that we need to help you get there.
Well, I've been accepted into a few summer schools in Europe and the US. I've gotten a 50% scholarship for a school in Belgium, Brussels. Wow. International Ballet in Belgium.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten an acceptance to European School of Ballet in France.
Wow.
They're originally in Switzerland, I think, but the summer school is actually going to be in France. And also Southland Ballet in California.
Wow.
I've gotten an acceptance there. So I'm really trying to attend them because once you start showing yourself and exposing yourself to all these different faculty members, that's when they start seeing you.
Wow.
And then they can start giving you scholarships to their own schools or their own companies, or they invite you to dance as a guest.
That is incredible.
Yes.
So we need to get some money in the pockets to get you there.
Yes.
You have a backer buddy. We've put the link up on ecr.co.za. How much are we looking at that is missing?
Carol? 150,000 rand.
Oh, that's nothing for a corporate. Come on, corporates. You can take that out of your kitty. I'm sure we can get that. So let's help Katie. Katie, your passion is phenomenal. And as a 16-year-old, just chasing this passion and putting in the hard work, what does a day for you look like, or a week look like for you?
So a week for me, so I would start on a Monday. We have technique class.
Okay.
Three and a half hours.
Wow.
Then I'd go home, I'd do school, stretch, do some extra training.
Wow.
Go to bed. Tuesday, same thing. I've got 3.5 hours. It's mostly contemporary based.
Yeah.
Choreography. Then I go home, I do my schoolwork. Then I've got my evening class.
Wow.
Where not just the homeschoolers do it, the people that go to regular school also come. That's for 1.5 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, I catch up on school, I study because I have nothing in the morning.
Okay.
And then in the evening, we have modern class, and that's 1 hour and 30 minutes, I think.
Wow.
Thursday, I've got three hours of performing arts, which is the same thing on Monday and Tuesday. That's usually more ballet-based.
Yeah.
And we do strength and conditioning on that day and on Tuesday.
Wow.
And then I go home, I do schoolwork. I've got my evening class after school. Then on Fridays, I've got extramurals because I play violin and I do musical theater.
Oh, wow.
Then I go home, I do more schoolwork, and then we have another technique class it's 1 hour and 30 minutes as well. Saturday, we've got 4 hours, which is senior elite and the elite company of our studio. We've got 4 hours of that. And then I go home, study, clean, whatever I want to do, and then chill. Sunday is my rest day.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a busy dancing and school schedule that you've put together pretty nicely.
Yes.
And it sounds quite a lot.
Yes, it is.
It sounds quite a lot. Okay. And of course, Katie, you're on social media, right?
Yes.
So what's your handle? So for those who want to follow you and follow your work.
It's katie.onpoint, CADEE.EN.POINTE.
All right, Katie on point. So let's talk about your end of year concert. You're looking forward to that here in KZN,
yes,
or where is it happening?
It's happening here in KZN at the Playhouse.
I love the Playhouse.
Yeah. Whoa.
Book the chairs. We are off to the Playhouse for some ballet.
Uh-huh. So we always have our annual end of year show.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that because it's just a place where KZN can see the talent that KZN has.
Yeah.
And it's just very cultural. Everyone can see, everyone can be entertained.
That is so beautiful. Yay! I love that. We're looking forward to the end of year show. So this situation with the schools overseas,
yes,
how soon do you need to get there? Is it within the year or is it something that is going to happen early next year? Or when are you supposed to join the camps?
Well, the summer schools, it's for obviously for America and Europe. So that will be June, July this year.
Now, yeah.
June, July, August this year.
Okay.
And obviously we need to do registrations,
yes,
for them because...
Yes.
We can't be doing the registrations a month before as well because they need placements and deadlines.
Yes.
So it's quite stressful.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an opportunity now to speak to someone who's like, I want to sponsor Katie, but I just need to hear from her. Why should I do it?
Well, I think I've worked really hard to get where I am now.
Yeah.
And especially to have achieved everything that I have. And I really would love the opportunity to just represent South Africa because I don't think we have enough of that. I don't think the world sees the talent that South Africa has enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really love to have the honor to do that.
That is so beautiful. I mean, now, guys, your purses must be open. They must be wide open, those purses. ECR.co.za, you'll find the Backer Buddy link and also a beautiful picture of Katie in her most magnificent ballerina pose. Now, we love to ask important questions like inspiration for others. But before I get to inspiration for others, where do you see yourself in the future? Let's say 10 years from now since you are 16.
I would really love to be in one of my dream companies, which is Bolshoi Ballet,
okay,
Paris Opera Ballet, or Marinsky Ballet. They're all in Europe, Paris, Russia, all in that area.
Yeah.
I would really love to make a name for myself in one of those companies.
That's beautiful.
Possibly a principal dancer, first soloist. I would just love it. It would be a dream come true.
That is so, so, so awesome. And then there's young people and old people listening to you right now. You've chased a dream. You've put in the work. You know, a lot of people chase dreams, but they don't put in the work.
Yeah.
You've done both, and that's gotten you thus far.
Yes.
What do you say to somebody who wants to chase their dreams?
I know everyone says it, but you really have to work hard, and you have to be consistent. You have to be disciplined. Even on the hard days, you've got to show up for yourself because those are the days when you make the most progress. Those are the days when you push yourself the hardest. That's when you push yourself to your limit. And that's where you make the most improvements of yourself. And that's where you get to where you want to be. But also, listening to that, you've got to take care of your mental health a lot. Mm. You've got to know when you're going to be burnt out. You've got to know the signs. You've got to know when you're mentally exhausted. And you've just got to nurture that as well. Push yourself, but also take care of your mental health and your body.
Katie, you're 16. Girl, I've had people way older not have that foresight. That is so powerful. And I think even in the simple life that you live, I mean, this morning I was in the gym. Girl, I was fighting for my life. Okay, fighting for my life. And what you say is so important. Consistency.
Yes.
And also on your hardest days, the days where you really don't want to do something, that's the days where you go beyond what your
That's the days that you've got to do it.
So powerful, so beautiful. Katie, everybody. Katie van Aarswagen. You can follow her at katie.n.point on social media as well. Remember her Backer Buddy. Let's get her to these amazing camps. Or they are called training sessions. What are they? Schools?
Yeah, summer schools.
Summer schools. That's right. In Europe as well as in the USA. And it's really simple. Go to ecr.co.za. Click on my show page, Carol Ofori. Her beautiful picture is there.
Carol Ofori. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till 12. East Coast Radio.